At this time, Cassius 92.7 brings you the Trojan Sports Report with all the latest news on Chambersburg Trojan Athletics. Now here's your host, Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores.
Good afternoon, Trojan Nation. Today is Wednesday, November 27th, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to the Trojan Sports Report. I'm your host, Jeremy Flores, and I want to thank you for joining us today only on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio as we recap and look ahead at what has been going on with Trojan Athletics. So we're going to continue our winter sport previews with our head coaches, and I am joined here today by first-year head coach Justin English, our head varsity girls basketball coach. So Coach English, thanks for joining us.
Pleasure to be here.
So obviously I know a lot about you. We went through the whole interview process, which was pretty grueling there. But the community may not know a whole lot about you and your background, and your coaching background with basketball, and maybe a little about you personally. So first off, just tell us a little bit about yourself, why you're interested in this position, and we'll go from there.
Sure. First of all, once again, pleasure to be here. Very super excited to kind of be taking over the program here this year. I guess a little bit about me personally. Reside in Greencastle. My wife and I, we have four children. Been in the area for about almost 8-9 years now.
Okay.
As far as coaching background, I've had the opportunity to coach in the PSAC here. Division II women's basketball. I coached at IUP for a number of years. I was at Clarion University for a number of years as well. Been involved in both men's and women's programs in the past as a graduate assistant. During my time here at Greencastle, I was just a volunteer assistant and have been involved in their ninth grade boys program. Last year I was the JV head coach. I've been the varsity assistant. So I've played and I've coached for many, many years, and I love the game. Have a high passion for it, especially on the women's side, and I just really kind of like that style of game overall, and it's more of a team environment, and just really excited about to see where this journey goes this year, and kind of where the success can go.
So I think it's important to note that your experience at IUP and Clarion was both with the women's basketball team at that level, which I think is pretty significant now that you're our head girls coach here at Chambersburg. Basketball is basketball, but coaching different genders is different.
Absolutely.
So it's great that you have that experience there. So obviously when you're new to a program, whether you're a head coach, assistant coach, player, whatever it is, there's a transition period that goes along with that new job. So kind of tell us a little bit, how's that transition been since you were named head coach back in the spring, through the off season and then leading up to the start of the season here this year?
Yeah, probably the biggest thing, if you're talking collegiately to the high school level, the biggest change is how much time you don't have with the players. I mean, at the collegiate level, we can have them all day long. The player development aspect is completely different. They really have to make sure that, they're developing in the off season. And because when you just don't have time to do it in season here, coming into the program here, we had a great summer playing at the Hagerstown Community College, summer league, and that's just kind of get to know you process and on both sides. And I thought the transition has been really smooth. The girls have been, their attitudes have been great. The effort's been there. The attentiveness. I mean, because everything's new, and it's really hard, talking about time frame up until the very first game here, even for our first couple of scrimmages. The time frame has been the toughest transition because everything is new. Every drill's new, every defense is new, every offense is new, terminology is new. We're still, getting to know each other pretty well. So, but it's been a really good process so far.
So talk a little bit about that off season. You mentioned you guys were down in Hagerstown for the summer league down there,
right?
And I know you've hosted several open gyms and all that. How's that process been? How's it been working with with the potential players in kind of that mm-hmm. unstructured type environment.
Sure.
Versus now that we're full swing into practices.
Yeah, I like the full swing into practices now. That means everyone has to be there. Summertime's kind of tough. You have vacations. You have some playing softball. You have some going here, going there. Some are working. So the summertime, as much as we would like it to be, isn't a mandatory aspect where they have to be there. So it's kind of tough to really do anything formal. Now, we did have some open gyms this fall. We just really wanted it open up to all students from 9th grade to 12th grade to come out. Attendance was good. We had 15 to 20 almost every single night. And once again, we just really wanted to make it kind of a loose atmosphere. Just come out and play basketball. We're not going to do anything structured. That may change in the future. But just wanted to kind of introduce everyone just to coming out and playing basketball. And then now that we've gotten into the more formalized aspect, that for me as a coach, that's the most fun, because now we can start really working on and improving on a daily basis. So it's been a good part so far.
So how's the start of the season been? We're a week and a half in. We hosted Northern York this past Saturday for varsity and JV girls basketball scrimmage, and then the freshman team traveled to York Tech Saturday morning as well for a scrimmage. So I know we're only a week and a half in, but how has the start of the season been for you? Has it been everything you expected? Has it been a little bit different? Tell us a little bit about that experience.
We really only had three true practices before our first scrimmage. And once again, going back to everything is new, we were very limited to what we could do and what we could run and on that formal process. But that being said, what we did implement and what they did attempt to achieve, I think we did. In scrimmage, there's multiple formats that you can run. But I know we're not keeping score, but as a coach, you always kind of keep an internal score. We did win every one of those segments. And the aggressiveness was there. We were really going to hopefully have a large change on the defensive side of the ball. And we're really hoping that the defense generates a lot of offense this year. That's kind of the basis of what we're building right now. Okay. And, they did a very good job of that. We rebounded better than I thought we would. We were not the tallest group out there. But I think if we can keep our aggressiveness on that side of the ball, things will fall in place.
Okay. So, coming into a new program, I think you've had some goals, some expectations that you wanted to see, not only out of the players, but just out of the coaching staff, the program as a whole. So if you can, just share with us a little bit, what are those expectations and goals that you have for the team this season?
Expectations and goals. Well, we obviously want to see as much success as we can. And you can gauge that in a number of different ways. You can gauge it on concrete wins and losses, which I have a realistic number in my mind. I'm not going to share that here today because, once again, like I said, we're going to go out and try to compete on a daily basis. So as the team goals would go, is we have 23 games this year, and we want to be competitive in every single one of those. If we are able to do that, and build on each and every game, each and every practice. I know it's a very generic answer, but that's really the expectation. Just go out and compete, be competitive. I want to make sure that when we, step on the floor or other teams have to prepare for us, maybe they have to do that a little bit differently for whatever reason. Instead of just kind of passing over and overlooking us. And a lot of that does come down to scheme, and a lot of that does come down to this coaching staff. I'm very blessed to have a coaching staff with, man, if I added up all the years of experience, it'd be over 100 probably. So, and that's just not one person. So, Kenny Stepler and Doug Stewart and Miranda Payne as a volunteer assistant, and Matt Smith coming in to help the JV program, combined with our student managers that we have. It's been a really great process right now that I don't feel like I have to micromanage hardly anything, and that's not what I want to do anyways. And Matt Smith is taking our lifting and our conditioning program. Miranda really helps out with a lot of other aspects. And then Doug and Kenny, like I said, have been coaches and head coaches in this school district and in this county for ever. So it's been a really great group to work with.
So what's probably been the most challenging thing for you coming into the program?
All the paperwork.
I get that a lot from all the coaches.
You know, it's just at some point, you know, you as a coach are just like, can we just get to practice, please? I get it. You know, PIAA and all the athletic, health issues and things of that nature. You got to make sure that all the paperwork's completed. But honestly, that has been probably the most challenging thing. The basketball part's not that difficult. It comes down to just maybe some of the administrative aspects.
Okay. Well, I've got my homework assignment. I'm trying to make that easier on you. So, obviously, one of the things that we've talked about when we hired you was that we need to have a program focus, mm-hmm. you know, from high school all the way down to youth. Yep. And so you really kind of taken that to heart here, where you know that the future depends on what we're doing with the youth in the middle school programs mm-hmm. and freshman programs leading up to JV and varsity. So tell us a little bit about those plans that you have in place that you've been working on that the community and our youth can expect to hear more about sure. in the coming weeks.
Well, you know, speaking of the North and South programs, as well as the ninth grade program, once again, carrying on the conversation about staff, we have phenomenal staff in both of those programs that completely love the game and love the kids. And anybody that is fortunate to come out and play for any one of those coaches is going to have a phenomenal experience. So, but what we're going to do, this year coming up in January, there's probably about 8 Saturdays, January, okay. early February. We're going to get some information out here probably within the next week or two. We'd like to start an elementary program, very basic, very simple for this first year, but Future Lady Trojans program is what we're going to call it. It's going to be hosted at Hempfield Heights.
Hamilton Heights.
There we go. Hamilton Heights.
All the elementary. Yeah, we have 13 of them, so there's a lot to learn.
Hamilton Heights Elementary Schools. It'll be for first grade through sixth grade. First and second graders will be for an hour. Third and fourth graders will be for an hour, and fifth and sixth graders will be for an hour, all with different phases of developmental skills in regards to that. So, you know, first and second grade, we just want to develop the level of the game, some fundamentals, a lot of relays, a lot of fun games. When you get into the third and fourth grades, hopefully we're going to get into more, a little bit more structure, 3-on-3s, talking about spacing, talking about defense, and getting more into the basketball concepts. Fifth and sixth grade, we're going to see where that goes. If there's enough in, of turnout for those, maybe eventually we can turn that into maybe a little league of some sort, but right now that'll be more getting into the 5-on-5s and getting into more a little bit deeper concepts, as well as fundamentals, and of course at the end of the day we're going to have some fun with it too. So so we're going to be getting out some information to the public in various forms that they can sign up. Hopefully we get a good number of kids to come out. This will be just for girls in first grade through sixth grade.
And
hopefully we'll launch the Future Lady Trojans program.
So, kind of last question here before we wrap up the interview. Regular season starts in just a week and a half.
Yes.
So we are headed over to James Buchanan for the Franklin County tip-off tournament, and you guys are matched up with Greencastle mm-hmm. For the first game that Friday night at 4 p.m. Again, over there at James Buchanan. So, can you give us a little bit of preview or anything like that? Maybe it's too early to say anything, but you're familiar with the Greencastle program.
Sure.
After having coached there for a little bit, and now you're here at Chambersburg. What can we expect to see Friday night on the 6th?
It'll be interesting. I think it'll be a good matchup. Coach Ryan has had a phenomenal program there, for many years. Obviously, with being on staff there in the athletic department, particularly with the boys' basketball program, my kids all go there. My son still plays there, so it'll be a fun night because it'll be kind of the kickoff of our new journey here. Greencastle and Chambersburg boys play right after that, so it'll just be a fun night. We'll all be in the same gym celebrating a night of basketball. It's kind of really too early to tell, as in outlook. I know that they have some returning players that are very good, and that staff does a great job in teaching the details, so it'll be a tough night. And like I said, we all want to get that first win of the season that first night. So we're going to try to do the same thing.
Awesome. Well, like I said, Chambersburg, the varsity girls basketball program will kick off their regular season on Friday, December 6th in the Franklin County Tip-Off Tournament, which this year is at James Buchanan High School. They will take on the Greencastle Lady Blue Devils at 4 p.m. In their first game, and then the second round will be on that next Saturday, December 7th. So again, that's when they start the regular season. Also, stay tuned for all that youth information about the future Lady Trojan youth program that will be at Hamilton Heights Elementary School on Saturdays beginning in January. So stay tuned for more information about that. And other than that, Coach, thanks for joining us here on the Trojan Sports Report. We're excited to have you on board. We've heard a lot of fantastic things from not only the community, but most importantly, the student athletes themselves. So we're excited to see where you can take this program into the future.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
All right. So before we wrap up today's show, I just want to share some upcoming events here over the Thanksgiving weekend, and then we will head into the break here. So next week, we still hope to have we're still working out the times and the details on when Coach Miller and Coach White can join us, but we hope next week to have girls and boys swimming coaches here for their sport preview. But then this weekend, Friday, November 29th, Varsity Wrestling travels to Lower Dolphin for an 8 a.m. scrimmage. So they're going to get to eat well tomorrow and then have to get up early the next day to try to work all that off. Again, they travel to Lower Dolphin for a scrimmage on Friday the 29th. Then on Saturday, the Varsity and JV Girls basketball programs, they will travel to Smithsburg High School down in Maryland for their second scrimmage of the season. That begins at 10 a.m. while the Varsity and JV Boys basketball program hosts Central York and Palmyra here in the Cassius Fieldhouse for a tri-scrimmage, and that begins at 10 a.m. And again, that's all on Saturday, November 30th. So with that, we're out of time for today's show, but I just want to also take a moment and wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. We can be so busy with everything going on in our personal lives, our work lives, you name it. And so I think it's just going to be important for every single one of us to take some time and relax and enjoy family, enjoy friends. And so I hope you guys get to do that here this weekend. So for more Trojan Athletics information, just follow us on Twitter at CASD Athletics, or follow us on Instagram, which is also CASD Athletics. And then also check out our website, which is www.casdonline.org/athletics. So thank you for listening in. We will be back next Wednesday, December 4th at 1:30 p.m. for another version of the Trojan Sports Report, only on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio. And also, don't forget to listen to a rebroadcast of today's show at approximately 4:30 p.m. this afternoon. Go Trojans!
You've been listening to the Trojan Sports Report with Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores. Join us every Wednesday at 1:30 for another episode of the Trojan Sports Report, only on 92.7 Trojan Radio.